This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Visage, We Move, from 1980. Part of that was the Jesus and Mary Chain with Ryder from their Barbed Wire Kisses, B-Sides and More from 1988. Sisters of Mercy, Ryder then, Walk Away, from First and Last and Always from 1985. Killing Joke gave us compilations from their 1980 debut, Killing Joke. And Magazine kicked it off with Because You're Frightened, from The Correct Use of Soap from 1980. It's about five after here, Sunday evening. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
talk about it. Stop!
91.5 WMFO Medford. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. And this is The Cure. From their title track, from their 1989 release, Disintegration. Appeared in the Ant-Man movie, but it's not on the soundtrack. Featured another tune here earlier in the show from a movie that did not appear in its soundtrack. That was Tom Waits and Going Out West from his release Bone Machine. Again, it appeared on the movie, in the movie, but not on the soundtrack. Prior to that, prior to The Cure anyway, we heard Bauhaus and Honeymoon Croon from their 1983 release Burning from the Inside. Pseudo Echo covering Lip Sync gave us Funky Town, originally from 1986. Man, of course, we started that set off with, actually, I think we did start that set off with Pseudo Echo, but prior to them, if you just joining us here, we heard Visage and Me, We Move, and I am going to move into the next track here. Ice House.
Heartbeat on the inside. federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
WMFO Medford. This is Songs from Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire. Got about 21 minutes to go here on the show. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, please tune in every Sunday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. where we take a trip through the 80s era. And by era, I mean a little before and after as well. You can also follow me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic or drop me an email at SquidPodMusic@gmail.com. And of course, you can always call me at the station here at 855-915-WMFO. We started that set off with Ice House from their self-titled debut album from 1981. And we heard the track Walls. Haircut 100 gave us a fantastic day from 1982's Pelican West. New Order gave us Mesh of their 1987 compilation Substance. And the Human League wrapped it up with Do or Die from their 1981 release Dare. Gonna jump back into it here with Beat Happening.
Message from the telephone. Fight the alienation.
91.5 WMFO Medford. You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. It's going to do it for me tonight, folks. Got time for one more track. But let's talk about what we've been listening to here. We started that set off with Beat Happening. Heard the track Knick Knack off their 1989 release, Black Candy. The Call gave us The Walls Came Down from 1983's Modern Romans. Erasure was in there with A Little Respect from their 1988 release, The Innocents. And Industry from their self-titled album from 1983. And we heard the track State of the Nation. And The Jam wrapped it up there with The Eaton Rifles from their 1979 release, Setting Suns. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you here next week. Have a good one. This is the Hoodoo Gurus.
Shock me easily.